Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome in to today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and we get to end your week on a high note chatting with Mary O'Connell, host and writer of our Running on Ice community. Mary, thanks for being here.
Anytime, guys. You know, Friday mornings, this is the spot to be, whether some people are like trying to say that it's getting donuts or bagels. Like, no, it's 100% right here hanging out with us.
I think running on ice plus donuts and bagels is the place to be. And throw in a little coffee, I'm there.
I absolutely love it. That should become everybody's Friday morning tradition. You know, go get a little snacky snack, a little drink, and then just hang out with us.
There you go. Watch Running on Ice. I think that's a great way to get started. Let's go ahead and get started talking about our topic for today. And it's not necessarily specifically in the cold chain, but it's all about consulting for cold chain. And this is some just kind of a facet of the industry that I didn't necessarily know existed, right? There are consultants for how people do their cold chain work. Talk to us a little bit about this and why they exist.
So per usual, there's a consultant for just about anything you ever wanted a consultant on and stuff that you didn't want. I'm sure there's a consultant on consulting. Just go ahead and find one. But the thing that we really dive into today is it's something that nobody really thinks about. I didn't think about until I started talking to our guest Dave Hicks today. And that is sanitation. So in most warehouses, you know, if you have a pair of jeans next to some outdoor furniture, next to kids' toys, it's not the end of the world. Everything can kind of coexist in that warehouse together side by side without any special things. But in cold chain, more often than not, you're dealing with pharmaceuticals or food or beverage or something that is going to be consumed where that cross-contamination is, you know, extremely important. And so there are consultants that help with the sanitation practices of that warehouse. So it's something that is extremely important in the cold chain because obviously we have to have clean warehouses. We can't have chicken juice leaking onto lettuce that spreads over to strawberries or something like that. We can't have situations like that because that's how people end up getting really sick. And it's a bad time for everyone. So did we kind of break down some of those sanitation practices that are commonly used and addressed in the cold chain world today?
So it's not just about sanitation for cross-contamination of pathogens or things like that, but also when it comes to cross-contamination of things like allergens, right? Oftentimes, if you look on the packaging of your consumables, say you've got a can of Coca-Cola, but it says processed or stored in a facility that processes milk, eggs, and nuts. And you're like, why is this happening? This is a can of soda. That's often the reason, is because you are producing that product and then it's stored in a warehouse where you are in close contact with things that could be allergens. Is that one of those things that is super important to consult on and make sure that your sanitation processes are top notch, especially if you are, you know, a producer like Mondelez or one of these big CPG companies that is doing things that are consumables all across the spectrum?
Absolutely. I mean, you have some people that have such severe and sensitive food allergies that, you know, there's more than just the most common ones on the back of the packaging. So knowing what is in that warehouse, where everything has gone, and that kind of ties into that food traceability rule that we've talked about in the past. And that is being able to know kind of what everything has touched throughout the process. But yes, if I am a big CPG company, I need to know without a doubt what has potentially come in contact with dairy, nuts, any of those big main allergies that you see printed on the back of that. Because if I don't have that printed on there and that product did come in contact or was made in a facility that had one of those high allergens and someone eats it and has an allergic reaction, then that's a huge problem for me and my company. That opens you up to a lot of list risk and liability for lawsuits and unfortunate outcomes as a result of that.
So, of course, this goes back to the fact that you can rely on some technology when it comes to updating your sanitation practices. And every group, every producer, every warehouse manager will have a different kind of scope for what they need, which is why you probably need a consultant. But when it comes to options, what are those options out there for developing these sanitation practices, making sure that they're adhered to? Does it start in-house and then you look at sourcing outside providers and then look at using technology to do so? Or is it kind of a scalable solution?
I mean, it's definitely a scalable solution. It's something that actually there is, you know, that technology component to it, to making sure that, you know, certain metrics are hit and that you go so many days or that you can kind of run a report or a work hours thing to see, okay, well, you know, every time we run this job, we have a breakdown on a piece of equipment. So maybe we need to look at what it is specifically about this specific job or this specific thing that we're trying to do that is causing, you know, all these extra problems. But honestly, some of the easiest things that people have been able to do is not really technologically related at all. So one of the examples that we talked about in the episode is that, you know, you'll have these, you'll have maybe a 12-hour work shift and the last 10 minutes, everyone's supposed to clean up. And so that means something different to everyone. To some people, that means I'm going to clean and restock my workstation. Some people say, okay, well, I'm going to take that 10 minutes and clean myself up. And then it's just kind of different from person to person. So while there is that time allocated to say, hey, this is our cleanup time, this is our time to, you know, break down and get ready to go for the next shift to come in, people have found that you have to actually specify, say like, okay, you're going to spend 2 minutes wiping down your station. You're going to spend 2 minutes restocking the station. You're going to spend 2 minutes sweeping up around you. And then you're going to spend 2 minutes cleaning yourself up. And then you're good to go. Because what they were finding was that in that 10 minutes of cleanup, people were just kind of hanging out at the clock, waiting to clock out because they thought that, oh, I've cleaned myself, so I'm good to go. So that doesn't necessarily require a huge investment or technology or something like that. That's literally just your supervisor going out on the floor and saying, oh, this is weird. Like, stuff's not necessarily cleaned up, but everyone's waiting at the time clock waiting to punch out. So something's not clicking here. And that could literally just be standardizing what that cleanup process looks like. Because like you said, cleanup means something different to everybody.
And then to finish this up, there also has to be a standardization across your different departments when it comes to keeping things clean, sanitized, and spoilage free, right? You have to make sure that from the production floor to the packaging floor to the distribution floor, sometimes even to your transportation, to your drivers, especially if you're using outside carriers or a 3PL service to work on that transportation, all has to be aligned on that strategy. What's the number one, I guess, kind of pro tip to make sure that that alignment happens? Is it just communication down the chain, or is it, again, using that technology to make sure everybody is checking off what they're supposed to check off?
I would have to say it's a combination of both. So anytime you're onboarding new carriers, onboarding new workers, new vendors, anytime that someone new is entering your process, just hammer down, this is what we do, this is why we do it. And then also keep it pretty barrier free. So if you have to wash your hands or put on certain equipment before you enter this warehouse, make it so it's just easy to do it. You don't want to have someone walk into this room to have to wash their hands and then walk over to this room to put on the gowns they have to put on. That's just, it creates too many barriers there. So keeping it pretty fluid and not very overcomplicated. So keeping things simple like that. And then also just really hammering home that, you know, this is what we expect. This is what you're agreeing to when you come work with us. And this is kind of the standard that we hold everyone to. So kind of hammering that and then also using that technological part to, you know, double check on that and do some of the heavy lifting for you for people who are struggling to kind of meet those standards.
Like surgery, right? The less opportunities for exposure you can find, the better. Mary, talk to us about the show coming up today. Obviously, you mentioned that we've got a good guest. Where are they from?
So we have Dave Hicks today. He's the vice president at TBM Consulting Group. And we break this down a lot more. We get into some more of the nitty gritty. It's a fantastic episode. It really highlights some of the behind the scenes work that happens within cold chain warehouses. And if you want to catch that episode, just keep watching Freight Waves here on YouTube. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, and that episode will come out at 2 p.m. Eastern time today. And if that's not enough cold chain news for you, the newsletter will also be coming out to your inbox at 2 p.m. today, and you can subscribe to that on freightwaves.com/runningonice.
All right, Mary, thank you for that. And of course, we will see you next week for another update on Running on Ice, and we'll catch you on Tuesday as well for Check Call.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.